Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. Today we're not Novelas con Cafecito. Today we are Netflix con Cafecito. Is that what we said we're going to call it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're Carmen?
This is Carmen. I was getting there. I was explaining.
Oh, you were first. Taking so long. Oh, my God. And I'm Christina.
And yeah, like we said, today we are Netflix con Cafecito because yes. We are talking about the Selena series. We were super excited watching it.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not going to, like, break it down or anything like we do with it. So we're just going to be talking about it as a whole.
Well, let's start with our overall thoughts.
Well, why don't we first in general talk about Selena and how...
Let's preface this by saying that we're not professionals. You know, we're not experts. We're not Selena
Well,
experts.
And then I would also say I wouldn't say I'm a casual fan, but I also wouldn't say I'm, like, a super fan that knows, like, details, like every detail of her life, because I'm not a fan of anyone in that way.
Yes, exactly. That too. So yeah. Yeah. So we love her music. We were kids when she passed away.
Yeah.
But yet her music never stopped. There was never a point in our lives where we didn't hear it. I think we were two when she was killed.
Yeah. Wasn't it in 95 or 94?
Oh, then we were three.
No. 94. Yeah.
It was 94. Yeah.
Because Luke was a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I mean, there was never a moment in my life where I remember being introduced to her because we just always listened to her because of our mom. So
yes, exactly. And like our cousins and
yeah. Everyone in our family.
Yeah. And she, like we mentioned last episode, our first CD was a bootleg version because we were poor. So it was a bootleg version we bought in La Pulga of like her hits.
Her greatest
hits. It had like Como la Flor, La Carcacha.
You don't have to give me the greatest hits.
Okay, because I was going to name all of them. So
no. She had a lot of great hits. Stop.
You're right.
But you know what? Well, I one thing I did like about, the only thing I liked about the series was that they played a lot of the older songs that... Some I didn't know, some I didn't know. A lot of people don't know those songs. And then I also appreciated like the older performances, and I'm looking those up to compare and just see how much better the real performances were. So that was nice.
Yeah, I thought that was cool too. So what are your, I mean, other than what we just said now, did you have anything else to add on Selena before we talk about the series?
I mean, no, other than that, we know we already said, grew up listening to her. She's just a part of the culture in a way that, well, I mean, a lot of artists are like Juanga, and doesn't he have a series? You should watch it too. No, he has, doesn't he? Yeah.
On Netflix? Does.
No, not on Netflix.
Oh, where?
It's like on Univision or something.
Oh.
I want to say that he did, but I don't remember. Or was it just a movie? No, he did have a series.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
No, me either. But anyway. She was gone too soon. I would have loved to see what she would have became, you know, and I would have loved to not have J-Lo. I'm just kidding.
What do you mean? Like J-Lo in general or J-Lo as her?
I mean that if Selena hadn't passed away, and J-Lo wouldn't have starred in the series, we wouldn't have J-Lo. And that would, I would be fine with that.
You don't mean you don't like Jenny on the Block?
No.
Diverse as Jenny on the Block?
I don't.
She's everything. She's more than Latina now.
She's also Italian.
And Afro-Latina. Did you not know that?
She's a negrita. That's what she said. I only said it because she called it herself that.
I know.
I'm only quoting her.
Yeah, and then Ja Rule gave her a pass to be racist and use the N-word, so you can use it now. So.
After she stole all those songs from all those Black artists.
Not only their songs, but their voices. Ashanti is like 100 times a singer than Jennifer Lopez will ever be. And I forgot what song of hers, but if you hear like a really good vocal in the background, it's not J-Lo, it's Ashanti.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the only other thing I had to say. Also, I wanted to say for Rona ruined it this year, but for the past few years, I've been going to this event that some club, I don't remember what it's called, in San Francisco does, where it's the Selena thing around her birthday. The Selena impersonators they have there would have made a better choice than Christian Serrato for the role, for the show.
Pobre Christian Serrato's.
It was, yeah, like the ones I've seen there, you know, they move like her, they're lip syncing, but they sell the performance. I know, but she didn't sell the performance, you know, like the lip syncing besides her was awful. I mean, like all her and everyone else who lip synced in the show.
Yeah.
Like the guy who plays Pete also sucks at lip syncing. He should have just stuck to being spooky.
Yeah. They mention it in the show. How bad they are at lip syncing.
That's true.
They say
that's true, yeah.
It's like a joke. Yeah. I will say that Pete's wig, it grew on me by the last episode. I was like, I'm going to miss his wig.
I appreciated his wig. And yeah, I think his was my favorite wig of the show.
And then when Chris Perez first showed up in his hair, I was like,
he just liked his curls.
No, you're right. I didn't. The wig on him was bad, but the wig itself was good. Like, it was really curly and beautiful.
It was. It was. And yeah, that's how I feel like I look when I don't have makeup on.
Oh,
I'm Chris Perez.
I'm going to say, though, like, movie J-Lo and movie Chris Perez are, like, the Amazon version. And then, like, the show Christian Serrato's and the Chris Perez actor are like the Wish version.
Or like they're also the movie ones are the Walmart version and then the show is like the Great Value.
Yes, because the movie Chris Perez is like, I thought he was good looking, and this
so
one
I don't
like,
even remember, it's been so long that I see the movie, I don't remember what the hell he looks like. Movie.
I looked up clips.
Oh, there. I so should.
That's the only reason I remember. Yeah, you should.
The only
have.
Clip I saw recently was when she performs "Como la Flor."
Oh, yeah, and you know, people keep saying Christian Serrato's doesn't look like Selena, which I agree with, and neither did Jennifer Lopez, which I also agree with.
Stop saying her full name. Nobody calls her that.
Who?
You sound like a dork. J-Lo. Call her J-Lo.
Oh, my bad. You're right. I keep accidentally
saying
Jennifer Lopez.
And I keep thinking in my head.
You know what my problem is? It's because in middle school, we had a Jennifer Lopez and a Jennifer B. And I got used to saying...
No, because one was J-Lo, one was J-Bo. I'm just kidding.
We didn't call them J-Lo and J-Bo in middle school. But we should have.
Yeah.
That would have been a missed opportunity.
Either way, stop it. It's J-Lo.
You're right. I'm sorry, but that's why I keep doing it. I just wanted to say that.
That doesn't even make sense because that was so long ago.
Bitch. Anyway, J-Lo. Okay, Christian Serrato's to me looks like a skinnier version of J-Lo. And J-Lo did not fully look like Selena, but the reason she was casted is because she could sing and dance. Because...
Well, the singing is questionable still, but...
Yes. Yes, it is. But she could dance. She could dance and she could sell a performance.
Yeah,
she could
part. For sure, I'll give her that. Like her Super Bowl performance, that was good. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was really, really good for the Latinas.
Stop. but old Latina, capital yeah. L Latina representation.
Anyway, you know, what's sad about the Super Bowl performance is that it only happened. They were only chosen because someone declined to do it. Someone wasn't black it declined to do it.
Wasn't Rihanna? It Cardi B?
Cardi B, someone black declined to do it because of the way the NFL treated yeah. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And so then they turned and said, well, this group doesn't want us. Let's go with this other group who's going to say yes at the expense of black performers.
And in that way, it was real Latina representation.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, back to this. I forgot what I was saying about
J-Lo.
Where
were we even? Oh, we were well, talking
I was
talking about
J-Lo. Oh, J-Lo. I was saying J-Lo can sell a performance. J-Lo. Oops. I'm sorry. See, you can tell I don't care about J-Lo.
We're as Mariah Carey fans, we're like, I don't know her.
I don't know her. Oh, because didn't
she was talking about J-Lo.
She yeah.
I don't know her. Yeah. I only know her because Selena.
Because of the Selena movie. That,
the only time I acknowledge her presence. Well, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I like some of her songs.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Never cared for them. Which ones? Like Jenny on the Block? I keep saying that one because it's the only way.
That's the only one you know. Well, all the songs that Ashanti sings on, I like those. I guess we'll just call them Ashanti songs.
So you
songs.
Like Ashanti. You ni sé cuáles son because like...
You're right. I like Ashanti. She has that song with Oh Cool J. I like that song.
I do like that song. Yeah.
She had that song that that was popular in middle school where she dances with a stick.
I do not remember that one.
I know you'd know it if you saw the video.
Dances like, with a stick?
Yeah. Well, like a pole. Like, not a pole. She has like, yeah, she has like a stick.
Get pole. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. I like that one. I shouldn't like the one that it's something about a ring in Spanish, but I like it. It's so catchy.
I don't know it. A ring?
What is it called? See, stop asking me what they're called. I don't remember.
El Anillo?
Yeah.
2018. Wow. Oh. Why it's did like Single Ladies come up when I searched that?
Is because, like she copied another concept.
Again, stealing it's... from a black woman. Very J-Lo of her.
It's basically like a Spanish version. Well, it doesn't sound the same, but it's like the same concept of the song. Oh. She's like, put a ring on it, basically.
I have never listened to this. I will check it out later.
But you know how she puts on her Puerto Rican accent only when it's convenient?
Yeah, just like she brings out the hoops and the baby hairs only when it's
that's what this
her.
Song is. Oh. You know, because reggaeton was becoming more mainstream.
Reggaeton was becoming less black. And
yeah, well, that's more what more mainstream means.
Oh, okay, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, there will never be, like, you hear, what are their names now? Ugh, I can't stand them.
Who?
There's like this Spanish girl? Horrible video of a Spanish woman. Yeah. And she's like singing and it sounds horrible. It's so disgusting. Like the way she's dancing, this accent she's putting on. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. And it comes up every once in a while on Twitter. And
I feel like you're talking about, oh my God. See, I can't remember her
name. Is it Rosalia?
Yeah. Rosalia.
Rosalia, my bad. Yeah, it is her. Anyway. Yeah, it's now okay for the Rosalias and the Becky G's and like not okay for the Edie
Oh
Queens.
My God, I cannot stand Becky G because she also puts on, she's Mexican, first of all, she puts on like a Puerto Rican or like Dominican accent when she's singing.
Yeah, and it's not, I'm it's like, not,
stop it.
Why are you doing that? Yeah, why
like,
are you
just
doing
be
this?
Mexican?
Yeah, you can't be all the things. Not to mention within like remember if you were accidentally called Puerto Rican and you were Mexican, it was like so offensive. Like, how dare you confuse me?
I never took offense to it because
no,
me neither. I thought they were so cool.
Yeah, so I thought they were like a cooler version of us.
Honestly, yes. Anyway, back to the show. Damn.
How do we keep doing this? This because is what the series is about like nothing. Like,
oh well, yeah.
Okay, well let's get to the series and drop J-Lo well, and talking first, shit about
Can we also, before we get into the series, talk about the wigs? We kind of did already, but we only talked about the good wigs.
There was good wigs and there was bad wigs.
Selena had a bunch of bad wigs on the whole time. And I know, like, some people have said, like, well, it was the 80s. What do you expect? And it's like, no, I know she had, like, 80s hair. And that was still different than the wig.
Yeah.
Like, the wigs. Like,
There's the one that she has the red Reba hair. Yeah. And so, it's so known now that it's, like, it's the Reba wig. Yeah.
And I just, it didn't even look anything. She had, like, short, red, curly hair.
Yeah. And this wig was straight hair. It was Reba.
Yeah. And there was so many wigs like that where it didn't look like her hair because it was just weird. Like straight hair, like slicked back instead of like short, big, curly hair. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, the sad thing about so many people defending this show is that now Netflix thinks they can put out this low ass budget, shitty show just fine because so many people are watching it and so many people are defending it.
That's why I didn't want to watch it. Like, but I think we could still rate it. So I'm still going to, I'm still going to give it
a thumbs down.
And I'm going to, thumbs it down.
Yeah. Like, they think they can put out this shitty quality thing and it's going to be super popular because it has Selena's name on it.
Well, that's the thing about even like back when they announced it, like a lot of people, even back then before seeing the trailer or anything, I was like, well, I'm not going to watch it because, like, we have the movie and her family is so shitty to anybody that wants to put out any kind of, you know, content. If they're not making money from it, they're going to sue.
Yeah.
It is to make it stop. So I was like, I don't want to support that. And also, after the Selena makeup for MAC came out and Suzette had a part in creating that makeup, and it was so bad that
it was bad.
Yeah, it was okay. So I there was some like, it was cute, like the design and whatever, but like the only thing that felt like something from her makeup was the red lipstick, and everything else was like, what?
Oh, and then it's the same thing where they put out this low quality thing, but they can sell it because her name is on it.
People will eat it up. Yeah.
Yeah, it sold out in like minutes.
Yeah, which is why I couldn't get anything except this like blush and bronzer that didn't even work. I was like, what the heck, like it didn't show up on my skin at all.
Yeah, and you know, these are things that Selena did want to do, but I'm sure she was gonna put like quality into it.
Yeah,
if she would have had the chance to do it,
which she was very into clothes, very into makeup, but the show made it seem like that was the only thing she was into.
Yeah, that was a perfect segue into the show because, yes, her lines, the most she says is, let's go to the store, more outfits. I want to make or design an outfit. And then, like, at some point, she also says she wants to have, like, her. So those are her longest lines when she's saying that or when she's talking to
the dad or the sister.
Yeah, but there's never like a moment where you get to see her be her, like by herself. Like, you know, other movies and shows, you can tell who the main person is because they'll have scenes with just that person, even if they're just like drawing or like.
If this was not titled after her, I wouldn't have known that it was supposed to be about her.
Yeah. And, you know, it's fine because her family was a big part. Obviously, they were the band, so they were a big part of it. But, like, if they're going to make it more about them, they should have named it the Quintanillas, the series.
We should think of different names right now.
Oh, let's do it. Okay, I have the one I told you already.
The Quintanillas?
No, the Abrahams.
Oh. I have...
Abrahams, the series.
AB and Daddy AB.
AB, AB, and Suzette, the series.
Everyone except Selena, the series.
Los Dinos and the Wigs, the series.
Los Dinos and sometimes Selena.
That's all I got.
Really, it should have just been called The Abraham Show because it was all about Abraham. But I was so both tired Abrahams. Of him. Yeah, both Abrahams. But like, I was more tired of the dad. Like, I was so tired of him.
Yeah, he's such a jerk. And
besides... I mean,
but he is in real life anyways.
But he was less jerk. Like, he was less of a jerk in the show than in real life, but he still came off as such an asshole.
They tried to make him nice, likeable, and they can't.
And it didn't, because you can't. They tried to make him off as, like, a all-knowing, all-powerful, always right, and he just always knew the right thing to say. Like, and if he wasn't arguing with somebody, he was like giving like these fake inspirational speeches that just didn't even come off right, because he was just such an asshole the whole time.
Yeah. And you know that that's the way he wanted himself portrayed. That's why he looks like that in the show, because this is what he thinks of himself.
Yeah.
Do you trust your father? You know what? It should have been called Do You Trust Your Father of the Series.
Yeah. Because I was so tired of that damn line. I forgot which episode it was that they said it the most. Like, do you trust your father? And I'm like, they shouldn't at this point. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And you know, And this was part of real life too, not just the series, but why couldn't he tell them what was going on? Why couldn't he be happy for them? Why couldn't?
Yeah. And it like goes, you know, I guess hand in hand with like the traditional role of a father, which is to be like suffering in silence, to lead the family, but to not like take anyone else's opinions into consideration. Like that daddy knows best type of thing, which is very what the show came off as, right? Like,
and that's what he was like. So yeah, that part was accurate. He is an ass who thought he knew everything.
Yeah.
Who still thinks he knows everything.
It was annoying to watch him, and especially like throughout the whole thing, right? But like, I was so annoyed when bothered when he didn't want to get on welfare, and then when they were on welfare, he didn't want to pay. And then he like told the kids like all like this whole like fake inspirational speech about like there's nothing wrong with asking for help when we need it, and then he makes them pay for it. Like, he leaves and he waits for them in the car so that they can use the welfare, because even though he just told them to not be ashamed, he was ashamed still, so much so that he was like, I'm not going to use these in public, you are. And then when he made what's his name, AB, go into the dumpster. And then later on in the show, they like laughed it off as a joke. And like, I feel like they think it's like a funny thing. And it's like, no. Everyone else was like, what the?
And then one more thought on all that too. We got to see AB Senior, a lot of AB Senior. It was like 80% AB Senior, 20% AB Junior.
10% like, Suzette.
Yeah.
And like 0.1 almost Selena.
Yeah, so
0.001 mom.
Oh my god, the mom she could have not been there, and
we would have not have missed her.
Yeah, she had like three lines. She would just stand there and smile. Yeah, and
you know, maybe she reminded me of the mom from Umbrella Academy.
From what?
From the Umbrella Academy.
Oh,
the robot mom who was only there like.
And she was a robot. That was specific.
Yeah, that was her role. That's how I felt watching Selena's mom.
But she had more emotional depth than the mom in Selena.
Yeah.
And she was a robot. And I did like their kid actors were good. Kid Suzette, very funny.
I only liked the kid Selena in comparison to adult Selena. But really, she wasn't even that. I don't know. It was weird.
That it just doesn't look like Selena. And I, you know, I was looking at comments all over like YouTube and like social media basically about this. And so people were like, oh, stop trashing on the series. Stop trashing on Christian Serrato's. Nobody said she had to look like Selena. She just has to act good. But she didn't even do that. So what are you talking about?
Should we get into their appearances, like everyone's appearances? Because I did feel that everybody was like a skinnier, more whitewashed version of themselves. I don't mean whitewashed in the sense of like they look whiter. I mean in the sense of like, you know, typically European beauty standards, smaller bodies. That's what I mean.
What you're
like,
saying.
Everybody was skinnier than they were in reality. And which is fine, because I mean, no, it's not fine. But I mean, like, I get it. Like, we don't really see bigger people on screen.
Yeah.
But just knowing what they looked like in real life, like everybody was.
We know they had to give Christian Serrato's hip and butt pads.
Oh, I was and over they it. Were, they looked, it looked so awkward, like on her.
And, you know, people were talking crap about the costumes in the early episodes when they have those early performances, like the gray metallic.
Well, the costumes were actually.
They were accurate.
Yeah. They just didn't look right on her.
Yeah, on her because she didn't have the body for it.
But I mean, in reality, yeah, they did look bad, but that was the 80s.
That was the 80s. But and then the reason that it looks so different on Christian is because she just doesn't fill them out like Selena did.
And she doesn't perform in them.
Yeah, that too. Like,
she looks like a kid playing dress up. She looks like a señora pretending to be a kid. I mean, I don't mean to criticize her appearance. I'm just saying, like, another thing, like, a huge thing that bothered me is, like, okay, so, like, some people were, like, again, like, from everything that I was reading, they were, like, oh, like, defending her performance, I guess, as Selena, right? And they're, like, she's supposed to be acting, like, silly because she's playing a teen version of Selena. But I was, like, okay, well, then why couldn't they get a teen?
Why didn't they get a teen?
Because, yeah, this is up until age 18, right?
Yeah. Well, I think 20. It got 20? 20.
Okay, yeah. But the majority of it and the way time passed in the show was so confusing too.
Yes, because one episode she's 18, then the last episode of the series, we see Suzette yelling, she's 20, or I'm not her babysitter, she's 20. It's like, okay, how much time has passed?
Yeah. And like for me, the moment that like was confusing too was like they were performing at that one, I forgot where, and then ABC's that girl. And then next thing you know, he's making like a crib with her and she's pregnant. And
yeah,
I was like,
put timestamps or something. Yeah.
I don't know. Just a more clear passage of time, because like, how do you go from that to that? And then it's like, if you're not paying attention, which is very easy to not pay attention, because on top of all the issues, it's boring.
Yeah. Like I was listening to the Latinos Who Lunch watch along, which is great. And they were like, at the end of it, they were like, is it me or was that boring? Or was that just boring? And yeah, it was. It was the last episode. I was like, oh, it's getting good. And then it ends.
So I didn't finish.
Oh my God. So you didn't watch the last. Where did
you
stop?
I don't need to finish to have my thoughts, because I watched like 10 minutes of the last episode and then I just forgot about it because I don't feel like I missed anything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. I know that it ends because I already know how it ends. Doesn't it end with them kicking Chris out of the band?
Yeah.
And also, so, I mean, there's so much stuff that we know that happened differently. And like one thing is that in real life, Suzette snitched out Selena and Chris.
Yeah, which she has admitted to. We're not like, actually, this is how it happened. Because I think in the movie they make,
I don't even remember how
the movie he walks in on them making out.
How does it happen in the show? Because
in the show, they're on the bus and they're just like flirting back and forth in the bus, which
and then everyone just assumes.
Yeah. And then he, the dad is driving and he looks in the rearview mirror and sees it.
And
he's like, are you serious? Get off the bus. Get off the bus. And like, he kicks him out and they're like, you don't have to do this. We can just keep doing the band. And
yeah,
which was right. He didn't have to do that.
Oh, and it doesn't end with what's her name coming onto the show? Yolanda?
Oh, that right. Before it ends, the bus part where they kick Chris out, he hands senior AB senior hands Suzette a card, and the card he says, Selena's getting famous now and the record wants someone to contact or someone to start a fan
club.
Yeah,
I did see that part. Yeah. Okay.
And here's this lady's card, call her, and then she calls her and they're just on the phone. Like, oh, you're sure you want to do this? She's like, yeah, I would run it on free on my own time.
So have you heard the real version of that? Which I know why they didn't put in the show, because it makes, you know, Daddy AB look horrible.
I don't remember it. No. Go on.
So the lady was basically like a Selena stalker, and Daddy AB didn't want to pay anybody like real money to run like the fan club, like as a legit like job. Mm-hmm. So she pestered him enough that she got that he was like, okay, you could do it.
Oh,
and so because he was a cheap ass, he allowed this lady who had red flags ran all over her to be around his daughter.
Yeah, because I've read that she had like a shrine.
Yeah, and I'm like, who? Okay, whatever. But seriously, like red flags.
Because she was older.
Yeah,
like it would make sense for like a middle schooler to have a shrine type thing going on.
Yeah.
But she was older. She was a working nurse. People described her as like not likable and like obsessive over.
Yeah. So why would you let somebody
like that
who was like that around her? Of course they didn't put that in the show because, yeah.
Because he's all-knowing and he's wise and he's... Yeah. He knows best. Don't you trust your father?
No, because he lets crazy stalkers be around me.
So back to, you know how we mentioned, like, why didn't they just get a teen?
Oh, yeah. Because
she is younger. And you can tell she's... Right. Christian Serrato's is older.
How did we move on from that? Because also she looked older than all of her siblings.
Yes.
And then she looked older than all of her classmates. And it was... And that's why it was not believable. Because I'm like, you expect this... You expect me to believe this 30-year-old woman is flirting with a teenager and she's shy? No. Like, I would believe, yeah, like, I get it. You know, teenagers are silly and awkward. And I would believe that performance had it not been played by Senora.
So, what they should have done, if they were going to make her older, her look older, but playing someone younger, is that then do what everyone else does and cast everyone older.
Yeah.
But they did the opposite. And she was, like, the mom's age.
No, we're exaggerating a little bit, but they look like sisters, not the mom and daughter.
Because that's what the movie did. If you think about the movie, everyone looked older. J-Lo was 28, not 30 like Christian Serrato is, but J-Lo was 28 when the movie
came out.
Actually,
I don't know how old she is. She might be 28.
She's 30.
Oh, okay.
I looked it up.
And we're not saying that 30-year-olds are old because we're basically 30. No, I'm just saying you couldn't put me with a bunch of 8th graders and say flirt with a 13-year-old and then videotape it and say this is a real performance. Like, no one's gonna believe that.
Yeah, we don't pass as 18-year-olds. And no. Like,
and
again,
that's fine because
movies and shows do this
30.
All the time. Yeah, at least cast everyone the same age as her so that they all look the same
and then you don't feel stupid watching it.
Yeah, but then you have her 30-year-old self in that high school scene,
some 12-year-old.
Yeah, where the guy that passes by that she's like, he looks so young. And so does her friend in the show who is like white. But again, they also made the show very white because we have not seen a fair. No, carnival. No. What
no,
is
it's
it?
Like a fair, like carnival, a county fair.
County fair. Okay. And this county fair is taking place in a city that back then was not gentrified, was not, it was like, it was full of Mexicans basically. Not to say that there wasn't other races around, but it was like the majority Mexican. But when you look at when Selena and her band leaves and then another Tejano band takes over and everyone's dancing, it's like all white people in the audience dancing. And it's like, that's not who was at that fair.
Who was like, this fair for?
That's not who was this.
These are Tejanos? What?
Like, that's what the place looks like now.
These are Texans, not Tejanos. Texans, Another thing, the accents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes Christian would speak like in a overly Texan accent. And then sometimes it was not there. And it was just like, what is going on? It was it was weird. And then the little girl had like a super Texan accent. And I'm like, maybe she did she talk like that? I don't know.
I don't remember seeing videos where she sounded like that.
Neither.
Bad.
Like that Texan. Yeah. But that little girl was like really like. Talking like this. No, that is not.
Stop. No, don't do it.
I know. I stopped myself. Okay. And then, I know we already briefly talked about Christian and her appearance. And it's not to say that, you know, we needed a Selena twin to be on the show because, you know, that's not what it was. It was just that. And it's not to say that, you know, Selena was only her body either. Right. But, I mean... Back then, when in the 90s, you know, when we didn't see bodies like that, it was a big thing. And then to have somebody who's just completely different play Selena, and it just didn't feel right.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the 90s when you had, what did you call it when we were talking on the phone the other day, Carmen?
It was called Heroin Chick.
Yeah. Not to say like all bodies are okay, yes, but in the 90s, if you had a butt, you were fat, you were made fun of, you were.
Yeah, the ideal body type then was, you know, super skinny.
Yeah, which is why Selena and her curvy body was like different. It was iconic because, if you look like her, if you wore more than a size 4, people thought, you were fat. You were, And now that's not the case. Now everybody wants to look like that and you have...
But that's why it was so important for people to have somebody who had Selena's body on screen, because I mean, no, even, you know, on screen, even though it's more widely accepted now, it's not typical still. It's not typical to see somebody on screen as a protagonist, which I mean, I'd argue she wasn't even a protagonist. Oh my God, that word.
She was not protagonist in her own show.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, that's what it was sold as. And so that's why people had a problem immediately with who was cast, because so like, not only does she not look like her, you know, not only is she like a lot more lighter skinned than her, because that was another thing. Like Selena, you know, with her curvy body, with her brown skin, with her embracing of her roots, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people back then, they thought Selena dressed like ghetto, you know?
Yeah.
And it none of that, I don't know, none of that.
But she stood for her style. She was not going to let anyone come here and tell her. And while we're on the subject, this takes me, and I'm sorry, people, because we're going to go back
we're
and forth.
We're all over
a lot.
The place.
We are. And yeah, and we
just
apologize.
Like the show was.
Just like the show, exactly. We're not really off brand here. But so in the show, like it's the episode where they take the picture of her album cover where she's wearing a long skirt, like what's it called?
Off just the
like
shoulder crop top.
Yeah. And a headband. And and in the show, she's like so opposed to this and she's so mad about this and she doesn't want to wear this and it's not her, but this was chosen by her in real life. This is exactly what she wanted to wear. And no one else wanted her to wear it. The label, her dad, which in the show that is portrayed, her dad was mad about it. Nobody wanted her to wear this. And she was like, no, I'm wearing this. This is me. So why did the show choose to do that? I don't understand
the way they portrayed her in the show was as like a yes type of person. Like only, I don't know, she didn't really defy her dad in the show, and we know in real life that's not true.
Yeah,
she's been described as like, you know, headstrong, like a big personality, and they just did not come off that way in the show. And then people, like some comments that I've seen, it's like, well, it's because, you know, she was young, but it's like, okay, well then get somebody young, because then I don't believe
but that was the role. I mean, and that's not remember, like this was her age in real life. She was young in real life, and she was already headstrong. She was already like when her first album came out, like she was the same age as she was in real life in the show, and she was not shy about her body. She was not shy about wearing this outfit. She wanted to wear it, and it's the opposite in the show. And just and she did. Yeah, that's what I don't get. Why did they choose to make her, like people keep saying that, like, oh, but she remember she was young. Okay, but that's her age didn't change.
And then watching her performances when she was young, she was already like, and of course, because they had been performing their whole lives, she had plenty of time to hone her skills.
Yeah, that's all they did. It was practice and practice. Yeah, and they didn't have a real childhood.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, like the performance, well, you know, like all the performances on the show are just so like lackluster compared to real life. You can't excuse it by saying, oh, okay, it's because she was young at this age. But it's like, no, if you look at her real performances, she was like already like taking command of the stage. And she had like this presence, you know, like she knew what she was doing on stage. She wasn't shy on stage. She wasn't like reserved on stage. She was such a good dancer. And the show is like, if I didn't know who Selena was and I watched the show and I didn't go back and like watch her old performances, I would have been like, what's the big deal about this lady? Like,
why do people like, why is she in the status that she is? Because she sucks. That's what I would have thought if I watched the show and didn't know anything about
and
her.
And so then I'm like, is this how we want to remember Selena?
Is this how we want to reintroduce Selena to younger generations?
Yeah.
No,
the only good thing
just
too,
go to YouTube.
Yeah, is what I was going to say is that because I went and back and watched all the old performances that are on the show. And so I was like looking through all the comments and like, and it was like a lot of young people and they're like, oh, like I only came here to compare to the show. And like, she's so much more amazing. I'm like, yeah, she is.
Yeah. So I'm so glad that these youngsters are doing this, because we know the youth. Yeah. I'm so glad the youth are doing this, because we know people our age know. What are we again? Millennials?
We're millennials.
Yeah. So millennials know, we know what she was like. And again, because even though we were only two when she was killed, her her music, her performances, they didn't stop being aired. And like you said, Carmen, every year before Rona, you were went to this thing all about her. None of that stopped for us. So we know what she performed like, and this show is not it.
It's not, yeah.
But it is fun to hear the music.
I did like I said, I liked hearing, well, I don't think I sit on here. See, this is why we should have talked about it beforehand, because I don't know what the hell I told you and what we've already talked about here.
I'm sorry. And we kept doing it too. We were like, no, let's stop.
So I think I did say that I liked the performances and stuff, because it, like, you know, then I was able to look up the real thing. And that was nice. And then I did like the songs that they chose for the show, because they, except for Dreaming of You, because that song in the time frame, and this is another confusing thing. If you're going to follow like a timeline, why would you show a song that didn't exist yet? I'm like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah, that was weird too. Because the Dreaming of You in that album, it was ready and recorded when she passed away, but it wasn't released until after, because they had like a plethora of, is that how you say that word?
Sounds right. Yes.
Yeah, of her albums recorded already. So, which is why they were able to release that whole English album. But it wasn't done until after. And they play it in the show. And you're like, wait.
So another thing I liked was seeing how like a lot of the songs were created. And I really like seeing like AB and Pete work together. But what
I tell you, I like Pete, well, his wig.
I think Pete was one of my favorite characters. And then I went and looked up a bunch of performances of Selena and Pete together. And they were just like magic.
Yeah, I did the same thing, because both in real life, Selena and Pete dance better. I just want to say they dance better.
It just shows again, like the performances in the show are just like so much like less
the Wish version.
Yeah, yeah. And I was really worried about Christian's neck from her dancing. I really thought she was going to throw her neck out. She was like, she'd be like, you know, doing the little cumbia steps, and then it's like, you don't dance with your neck. What are you doing? You're going to throw your neck out, girl. Which song? I forgot already, because like I think I wrote it down. Let me see. But there was one of their performances, Pete and Selena, that I looked up the real thing. And it was just, so much better.
Was it Besitos?
It must have been Besitos. And they danced so much in the real performance. Like both of them like are doing so much dancing. And then like, the show version, like there's zero dancing. And I mean, Selena was a dancing queen.
Yeah, she was really good at it, and Christian is not. And that was another reason J-Lo was casted, because J-Lo can dance too. And they needed someone who could act, dance, and somewhat sing, because
I think like a lot of what I'm reading is like this is a whitewashed version. And it is, because there's no culture, there's no dancing.
All we get is that stupid speech that everybody likes to zone in on. That overplayed. You have to be.
Ugh. I'm tired of hearing that message, because first of all, no, I won't go on this channel. You Mexicans have it so easy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you have to be more Mexican than the Mexicans, and you have to be more American than the Americans.
Oh, why'd you say it like that?
It was an accident that I just went with it.
It's like, in the 90s that worked, I think, but now don't think that's a real struggle anymore. But maybe people do, and I don't want to make people feel bad for not, I don't know.
Because I think now we're older, now we're like, who cares? Because there's bigger problems.
Yeah,
there's bigger
problems now out there. I'm like,
but I think. Yeah, I think younger me watching the movie, hearing that was inspired.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, a younger version of me that was still trying to embrace, you know, the Latinidad.
Yeah. La raza.
And now it's like, it's different, because, you know, is embracing Latinidad worth it?
It's a mess. Latinidad is a mess. And that's something for a different type of podcast. Different type of episode.
There's tons of concept stuff you can listen to that will go into depth about that. Like my favorite podcast, Bitter Brown Femmes.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I was getting there. I love them.
I know. I keep doing that to you. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. You were excited. So anyway, there's much better podcasts that get into that. We will not get into that. Mm-hmm. But that was one thing. Yeah. It was the only mention, you know, ever of race, and it was that overplayed message. And then other than that, it was like, oh, you want to like label Selena as ecstatic, and you know what's, oh my god, that line bothered me so much. So the label is, and it's that same scene that you talked about before, where in the show she didn't want to wear the crop top and the long skirt, and in real life, yeah, she
but
did,
let's remember.
But yes, in the show, they portrayed it differently for some strange reason. It's part of the storyline where the label wants, you know, like she's been asking for the family, you know, they've been asking for the English album as part of the contract and whatever. And the label people, you know, want to put out the Spanish ones first. And then they want to show her as like exotic as part of her. What is that called? Part of her marketing. They want to market her. I couldn't think of that. They want to market her as like an exotic artist. And then Daddy EB is like, what's so exotic about an American girl from Texas? And it's like, no, she's not just an American girl from Texas. She's a Tejana.
So how are you going to say that? Erase. Yeah. And that's the thing. How is he? Three episodes ago, he was like, you have to be more Mexican. And then three episodes later, he's like, she's American.
Yeah.
It's like, which one is it, AB? Which one is it, AB?
Which one is it, Daddy AB? Is she American or is she Mexican? American.
But Tejana's a whole other thing.
And I just feel like I didn't get anything.
This is all Selena is in the show. She likes clothes. She wants an English album. She wants to sing English songs. She only wants to sing English songs. I feel like that's all we get.
Yeah.
That's all she talks about. That's all she does.
It is. And I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's. Why don't we get more Selena in the show? Like, what's the point of that? I think some people have said like, oh, I really liked it, we got to know more of the family, we already know about Selena, but it's like they should have marketed it as a show about the family and not about Selena.
They should have at the very least called it Selena
y los dinos,
the series, or the Quintanillas, series.
They made it seem like it was going to be about her. And another thing, I never even finished my train of thought on this, was that when I was saying that I really like seeing Pete and AB work together to come up with the songs, I'm sure Selena was much more a part of that than the show made it seem, because, you know, the show made it seem like she was never rehearsing, never wanted to rehearse.
Yeah, and why was that? Because that's not even...
I don't know how accurate that is or not, but I feel like it's not, because I know she took pride in the dances that she did on stage, right? And so at least I would have loved to see, you know, how she came. And they showed a little bit of it, like when she was watching TV, because, you know, she took inspiration from a lot of, like, to create the dance moves that she did or whatever. And so they showed a little bit of that when she was watching, like, the flamenco dancers on stage. I mean, on TV. And then we see her copying the hand movement. But then the show focused too much on the hand, because that's all Christian could do. That's all she could give us was the little hand, which wasn't even right.
The little hand.
Anyway.
Movement. Yeah.
I would have loved to see, like, rehearsing, like, dance scenes.
Even if it's just her and Pete dancing, like, practicing their moves. And we don't...
They showed, like, 5 seconds of it.
It was the clip of her figuring out the hand movement was longer than, and yes, the hand movement was iconic, but it just wasn't in a series named about her. They made her a side character.
Yeah. That's why, like you said before, it should have been called the Quintanillas.
Yeah. Like we said, the mom could have been replaced by a cardboard piece and it would have been noticeable. Suzette gets more lines than Selena.
Yeah. And I enjoyed Suzette. I think, the kid character and the adult character were good, but she did come off as always angry too, which I was like, why? Like, was she actually that way? Maybe, because she was a hater. She was a snitch.
She was, yeah. She was an executive producer, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing for me, like, the family was involved and they made themselves this way.
They just, yeah, right. I don't know. And why isn't it about Selena more? And you know what I found funny, that the performances, we see only like the top half of Christian Serrato's, mostly because she can't dance.
Yeah, that's why we see like the shoulder, we see the neck.
Yeah, and then there's this, I think it's like the third episode, but they're on stage and they do like, what song are they doing? La Bamba. It's La Bamba. It's when they're dancing La Bamba. In the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christian Serrato does this clap.
Yeah.
Well, she like jumps up and claps.
That's when she does the neck thing.
Like, you know, YouTube and TikTok is full of people that like do their makeup like Selena, yeah, and then like pretend to be lip syncing, and all of them do a better job than Christina.
Well, I'm telling you, all the Selena impersonators I saw would have been a better fit. The one, the performance I was talking about was Enamorada de Ti. There's actually, I think I sent it to you on YouTube. There's a scene by scene comparison, and it's like,
and I mean, we can go. I saw this other. I was scrolling just social media stuff, just looking for like stuff about Selena, and there was this video of like some hating ass man who's like, all the Latinas right now are like talking shit about this show that they need to be supporting because it's an all Latino cast. And they're all like, this is them, this is them. And then like he moves the clip and it's him eating hot Cheetos with the wig on, and he's like on the phone pretending to talk to another Latina, and he's like, oh, yeah. And you know what? I can dance so much better than her. Why do they choose her? She's so skinny. And, you know, I can dance way better. And that's, I mean, that's what we're kind of saying, too.
Those are valid criticisms, because Selena was such a presence on stage. Her body was amazing. And she embraced her body. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a thing where people were, like, fetishizing her. That's not what the body thing is about. It's about the fact that that was her body. She was
proud of it. And the movie did a good job about showing that. But why did the show choose to go the route they did?
Yeah.
Is what I don't understand. Because her dad never wanted her to choose the outfits she did. He was super opposed to it. But she chose every single one with care. And because she wanted to pop. And
the show never made her seem like she was ever, you know, rebelling against her dad.
Yeah, which she did.
And and it made her seem like such a goody two shoes. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, she was raised in a strict environment, but a goody two shoes doesn't elope without telling her family, you know? So, yeah. And I know we're not there yet. I know there's a part two. And that's another thing that people are like, oh, guys, there's a part two. This part focused more on her family. Part two will focus more on her. But it's like, no, why? Why do we have to wait to see what they come up with? So, if they listen to our criticisms, and then maybe we'll get a better half. No, thank you. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know that I will watch, but I'm curious to see if they're going to show the, because she had like Black culture and music was like a big part of her life, right? We don't see that. Well,
even in the part one, they show, you know, and I forgot which award show it is that she dances up on stage, and they talk about wanting backup dancers, and she talks about needing backup dancers, and then they show like four Black guys or two, I don't remember.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But that's
they
show. And we know that Don Shelton was such a big, and in the time frame that the show is in, he was already a backup dancer.
Yes.
And not even a backup dancer. He collaborated with her to create choreography.
And the show doesn't show any of this.
I would have loved to see the creation of the choreography, like we saw the creation of the songs. You know what I mean?
And if it's a show named after Selena, why didn't
we see that?
Why did we see more of AB?
You know why? It's because Christian cannot dance. And so they can't have those scenes there.
And then if she was such a dancer, why did they choose someone who can't dance?
Yeah.
Because I mean, I do remember when the movie came out, that was a big criticism. People were like, J-Lo doesn't look like her. Mm-hmm. All the Mexicans were up in arms because J-Lo was Puerto Rican, which that part does not matter. It does not matter. No. They could have had anyone, as long as they could dance.
Yeah.
That matters more. Yeah. And they didn't do that for the show. I don't know. And I mean, we can go on and on and on about this, but I did want to say about part two, like you already said, in part one, the time frame of the show, she already had Don Shelton.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He was her backup dancer and, like we said, a choreography consultant. Oh, wait. Backup singer, choreography consultant, and dancer from 1989 to 1990. And then again later on. And this is the time frame.
Yeah.
Part of it. Do we see him anywhere? No.
Yeah. I was trying to see the years
of the show.
In which, because I already forgot.
Well, I think it goes up to 1990.
Yeah, so 1989, he was already dancing. Then
1989.
Yeah, and you said the show stops at night. Part one stops at 1990,
pretty sure,
right?
It stops in 90, yeah.
I want to know if that's really how she got her name, too, from the first episode.
Oh.
And there's like,
that part was funny. There was like some funny moments, you know, it wasn't all bad. And that was, another thing I wanted. Our intention was not to, I didn't want to talk shit about it. I wanted it to be good. Of course I wanted it to be good, but it wasn't. So I'm not gonna pretend to like something just because we have Mexicans on screen. Mexican writers, Mexican actors, you know, brown actors, Latino actors. I don't know if they're all Mexican or not. And I don't want to assume everyone's Mexican because everyone does that. Anyway, we don't have to like something just because it's Latino or Latinx. You know what I mean? Like, we're allowed to criticize things that are supposed to be for us. And when they don't do a good job of representing us, yeah, we can talk shit about it. Because why do we have to accept mediocre shows? Like, no.
Yeah, we don't have
especially
to.
Especially when they're based on someone who was not mediocre. If this was a show about Selena Gomez, fine. I'm just kidding.
yeah. But it's not. It's yeah. Oh. And you know, I don't know that, I mean, because there will be a part two, and I don't know that I want to watch it. I know that I don't want to watch it, but I do want to see if they mention how they like to talk about how she's both sides, right? She's Mexican and she's American. Yeah. And she was, and they not capitalized on it. That's not the right word. They embraced it to make her this to rise as what she did. She was, you know, mostly sang in Spanish, and then she did get her English songs. But the show, doesn't really touch up on that, except that stupid speech.
Well, because they don't develop Selena as a character. So we don't see her inspirations. We don't see.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then, so she didn't do well just in Texas. She did well all over the United States and in Mexico and in other countries. Like, she premiered, I don't remember if it was Amor Prohibido. I don't know if part two's gonna go into it at all, because we don't see part one talking about any of this. But And that's the thing, because AB does mention in interviews what his inspiration for his, not only Selena's music, because he's talented, he is, even as much as I want to trash on him, right? He talks about the roots of the music that he makes, and including Selena and including Los Cumbia Kings. And he mentions how Salvadoran cumbia was a big inspiration, as along with like other African sounds. And so the show, part one, does not mention this at all. But part two, I'm wondering if they're going to show, like, she chose Amor Prohibido, the song. She debuted it or premiered it in El Salvador in 1994. And I wonder if they're going to even, like,
I really don't think we'll see that, because we barely even see anything Mexican related besides her not wanting to sing in Spanish. I don't even have the word. Besides disappointing.
If anyone out there was curious as to whether they should watch it or not,
zero out of ten, don't recommend.
0 out of 10. Go onto YouTube, put on a playlist, and just watch her performances.
Yeah, I had a better time, because every time there was a performance in the show, I paused it and looked up the real one. I had a better time watching that than the show.
Yeah. And you know what? I do think the show.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, that I liked the show because of that. And then also like some of the songs that they focused on, like it's not the typical songs that we hear. So that was cool.
Because it was her early career. So yeah. Other than that though, it was a big no for me. I don't know what else there is to say about this other than that it sucks. And everything else we've already said.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of if I missed anything, but I think we covered everything that was like the main things, which is what the same criticism that other people have had. So if you liked it, okay, I don't know what to tell you, no?
Oh, good for you, I guess. I did not like it.
Don't tell me why you liked it. If you did, I don't want to hear it. I'm just kidding.
Do actually I want to know if you did like it, why, what was good about it? I don't know, because the acting was not good, the dancing was not good.
Yeah, there was some things that we've already said that we like, but the majority is you know, very ugh, bleh, blah, ugh, bleh, whatever, bleh, meh, blah.
And I mean, I feel like we can probably stop here.
Yeah,
next week we'll go back to our regular
programming,
the thing that they we'll come back to our regular programming and continue with episode 16 of Teresa.
Yes, yes.
Which is more fun than this series.
I was very bored watching it.
And we did this because one person asked Carmen. So if anyone has any other things they want to hear, we're open to it.
Yeah.
Let us know.
And, you know, I want to wrap this up by saying that we still love Selena and we watch the show because, you know, anything for Selena's.
Anything for Selena's. Oh, my God. That reminds me. There was, I think it was like a month ago, the guy passed away. Who says that in the movie?
Yeah, I did hear about that. So may he rest in peace.
Very sad. Yeah, may he rest in peace. We'll catch you next week with episode 16 of Teresa. Should we say entre ser o no ser?
I don't think so because we didn't talk about Teresa today.
This wasn't about Teresa.
Well, I think we should say anything for Selena's. Yeah.
You're right. You're right. And yeah, I mean, if you want to watch the show for Selena's, I wouldn't do it, but I mean, we did it. Yeah, but
anything for Selena's.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.